Maybe. I'm used to being number one. Mm-hmm. I'm number one.
Everybody, welcome back to another episode of the B-side of This, That, and the Other Thing.
Guess who's back?
Yep, you know who's in the studio with us. It's John.
Hooray. For me.
So, anything new happened for you lately? Anything going on?
No, you know, just things as usual, just hanging out, you know, playing music, and we're still working on the house, so always something to do there.
Fun things, fun things.
Yeah.
Got any new house things want to share?
Got a new couch.
We've done, yeah. Finally.
We tried it out as soon as I got home, and I fell asleep on the couch within...
Oh, probably 3 minutes.
3 minutes. And the cat was on me, so that's a... I think that's a check, a pass on the, yeah, on the couch. That's
approval. Good. Everyone, yeah, approves. Cool.
Yeah, I don't have anything else.
All right. So
party on, Garth.
Yeah. Yep. I think today's episode we are going to do a continuation of last week, since this is a new person, new things, and just do some more ChatGPT stuff.
Yeah.
And
so tell me about last week. What did you guys do?
Yeah. So last week we kind of had some questions for it, had some conversations. We just kind of asked it things like what would be good podcast topics, stuff like that. And I tried to ask it if it wants to know anything about me, but not really. We talked about like different food things on there. I think it recommended some things to eat, places to eat.
Interesting. Yeah. So from what I know, I've never used ChatGPT, but from what I know of it is like it can grab from anywhere on the internet. That's where it kind of learns its knowledge.
Yeah, that's from what I know.
Okay.
I think that's basically it. Or at least it has the option to do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, and it likes to give lists and give you options.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Skynet is coming.
Yes, definitely. So maybe we can start off with one that's like music related.
Sure.
We can like chat with it. And it's weird, like I was saying last week, I couldn't get in the mindset of like I'm chatting with something or someone, or if you want to call it the chat. I like to call it the chat.
Yeah.
So what, I needed a name.
What were you doing? Like,
I was just asking it questions.
Yeah.
Instead of like trying to have a conversation.
Gotcha.
It was more just like I treated it like Google more so than anything. Like,
where's a nice place to eat?
Right.
Where is that located?
Right.
Just continual questions.
But instead of like maybe thinking of it as, do you recommend something? Oh, why do you recommend that? Or like thinking of it as a person almost.
Yeah.
To try to have a chat with it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I still can't. I still want to ask it questions like Google. But I don't know how else to even start with it other than that. So I don't know. Maybe we can ask like something musical, like so it's in your realm of fun things.
Okay.
Or video game related or comic book related or all the things that you like.
I'm game for any of it.
Okay. Do you have any like random thoughts that you'd want like to see what it would respond with?
Yeah, I wonder if it can predict based on information like, let's try it. Okay, so who will win the Grammy for best rock album in 2024? The Grammys already happened. As an AI, I don't have real-time data or the ability to predict future events such as the Grammy Awards.
Yes, the disclaimer. It always gives a disclaimer. Yeah. Does it have, like, any information? It's just, like,
no.
It just doesn't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so let me try something.
Okay, so, like, real-time,
yeah,
can't figure that out.
What rock artist has the most Grammys?
Yeah, see, like, treat it like Google, but, like, but maybe we can figure something out from there.
The rock artist with the most Grammys is U2. They have won a total of 22 Grammy Awards throughout their career. And then it kind of talks about who U2 is.
Okay.
I'm going to say, is U2 good?
And it's going to tell you, I don't have feelings or emotions or thoughts.
The quality of music is subjective and can vary depending on individual tastes. They are highly acclaimed influential rock band.
How exciting.
However, whether they're good is a matter of personal opinion. It's always recommended to explore their music and form your own judgment based on your musical preferences.
Okay. Maybe can we follow up with that and say, are there any other bands like U2 that you would recommend?
Are there any other bands like U2 you recommend? If you enjoy U2's music, you might be interested in exploring other bands. Here are a few. I knew it. Number one is Coldplay.
What a surprise.
Yeah. Number two is The Killers.
Okay.
I get that.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Number three is Muse.
All right.
Which is, I guess I could see it. Four, Arcade Fire. That's like a...
That doesn't seem U2-y to me.
Interesting comparison.
But okay.
I guess they're kind of dreamy-esque. And Kings of Leon, I could see that too.
Sure.
That's cool.
See, and now I feel like it's... I want to ask it, like, do you have a favorite out of those? But I know it's not going to give me an answer for that. So, like...
Who should I listen to first?
Yeah, maybe that's a good question.
It's a personal preference. However, if you're looking for a band that shares a similar sound and popularity, Coldplay would be a good starting point, which is true.
Okay.
I think... I forget who said it. It was a long time ago when Coldplay was, like, really still, like, blowing up. The joke was, like... Oh, I liked Coldplay back when they were U2.
Okay.
I probably like Coldplay more consistently than I like U2 music. But
okay.
That's a cool thing. If you're interested in exploring, there's more. If you're interested in exploring a more energetic and alternative rock sound, you might enjoy The Killers. For a blend of alternative rock, progressive rock, and electronic elements, Muse is the way to go. I'm summarizing here.
Mm-hmm.
And if you prefer more indie sound, Arcade Fire, which that's good. And lastly, if you enjoy a raw and gritty rock sound, you go with Kings of Leon.
It's at least like it's still sticking with its original answers, but like giving you reasons why you would might want to listen to them.
Right.
And then that way you can like pick the, order that you want to listen to them in.
Oh, here. I know you're not a fan of Coldplay, right?
Not so much.
So how do I get my wife to listen to Coldplay?
That's not, we don't want this.
Just curious.
You don't. Answer is you don't.
This is interesting. This is cool. Introducing someone to new music can be a fun and enjoyable experience. Here are a few suggestions on how to encourage your wife to listen to Coldplay.
Don't do it.
Share your enthusiasm. Talk to your wife about why you enjoy Coldplay's music.
That's
explain
not gonna help
what
me.
Draws to you to their songs, whether it's their melodies, lyrics, or emotional resonance. Create a playlist is number two. Create a playlist of Coldplay's best known or most accessible songs that you think your wife might enjoy.
And pray that she wants to accept listening to them.
Number three, play it in the background. That's like subconscious.
That's
subliminal.
Gross. That's terrible. What a horrible suggestion. No.
Put it on while cooking, relaxing, or
while
during
she's
a road
sleeping.
Trip. Over time, the familiarity of the music and exposure can help pique her interest. And number four, connect it to shared experiences.
You know, those two were actually, they were decent suggestions. Yeah. I get it, because like, it would make sense.
Number five, be open to her musical preferences. Remember that musical taste is subjective. While you wanted to introduce Coldplay to your wife, be open to her musical choices as well. And number six, go to a concert.
I'm not going to waste my whole time on going to a concert of somebody I don't really like.
Well, I feel like we've gone to concerts of bands that I enjoy, and you're like, whatever about, and then you end up leaving, you're like, that was really good. I like them.
Yes, but then also history will say that I never actually end up listening to them afterwards.
That's because I listen to them.
But I tolerate you listening to it a little bit more.
Remember, the goal is to introduce your wife to Coldplay's music in a positive and enjoyable way. Thanks, ChatGPT.
The goal.
I like how he breaks it down into like, here's your strategy. Remember.
Oh, that's another thing is that you're referring to it as a he, and that's what Steph and I were doing.
Oh, yeah.
Because like, that's, it's not really anything.
Yeah.
So I kept just trying to say the chat.
That's an interesting like sociological experiment or whatever.
Yes.
It's like how many people, there's probably something with gender roles.
Absolutely.
That could be broken
just
down there.
Just assuming it's a he.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I guess you would call it it. But
I just kept calling it the chat.
The chat.
Yeah. That's, you know.
Welcome back to the chat.
Yeah, or it, really. Yeah. But yes. So that's interesting.
So, okay.
Do you want to go a different route? Do you want to, like, go more towards like, we're trying to like fix up things around the house and like do stuff. Do you want to like say like, what do you suggest to help with grass in the shade? Because I know that's an issue we're having.
Okay.
Like maybe it has recommendations for that. And I bet it does because it's like pulling from the internet. But I'm trying so hard to get my brain to like get into like just having a conversation like I would with you over text or something.
I'm just amazed at how quickly it can translate into a conversation form.
Mm-hmm.
Although, who knows, this could be just pulling from like one of those how-to, like isn't there howto.com that has like all the pictures and stuff?
Sure.
Growing grass in the shade can be challenging. Here's some steps. One, choose shade-tolerant grass species. Two, evaluate the level of shade. Three, I feel like that would be first.
Yeah, I guess so.
Number three, prune trees and shrubs that could be causing shade. Improve soil quality. Adjust mowing and watering practices. Consider overseeding. And that's it.
Okay. All right, boo. That was boring. I wanted better options. Maybe we can focus more on like, what are fun things we can put in our backyard? Like that kind of a question. Tell us, chat. Make our backyard pretty.
Outdoor seating area, creating a cozy and comfortable seating area. Outdoor games like cornhole, horseshoes, bocce ball, or a mini golf putting green. That's like your parents' house,
basically. Sure. Yeah, pretty much, but like we don't have that much room.
Do they have horseshoes?
No.
They have cornhole, bocce ball, and
a putting green.
Yeah. Fire pit, which we're working on.
We're working on that.
A garden or landscape features.
Working on that.
Outdoor cooking area.
Technically have a grill. Does that count?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. It's in a spot.
Outdoor lighting with string lights and things like that.
Technically have those. Not well, though.
A play area for kids.
Not necessary.
And here you go. Outdoor movie theater. That's what we were talking about.
Success.
An outdoor music system, which we were also talking about.
Yeah. Okay. We're working on those, too.
So, check. We got it.
Check. Okay.
According to the internet, we're good.
Yes, So to explain to all those people that are listening out there, we have like a sliding door on the back of our house, and that leads out to like a closed-in patio area that has like screened-in, closed-in patio. And off of that same level is like a little deck. And this is all like basically ground level. Like we don't have any steps at that point. It's like literally the height of whatever this deck is the step that we have. So what I want to do is the partition that is separating the enclosed area and the not enclosed area is put a screen so that you can pull it down and then you can like watch from either side or whichever, you know, if you want to be in the enclosed spot, you can watch or not. You can also watch.
Yeah.
Or both. And that's what I want to do. And I think it'd be cool. I need help. Can chat like give me like a design of my backyard? Probably not.
No, it's telling you how to design your own.
Like recommendations or just like do these things?
Like assess your needs in your space, establish a focal point.
Yeah, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
It breaks everything down in lists, which is interesting. Or is that just kind of the questions we're asking?
I think it's because you're asking for like multiple choice.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that's probably why.
Are the Nets a good basketball team? It's out of date. The data has from 2021. So,
so at the time,
they were considered a strong team with a talented roster that ended up not ever playing. So, yeah.
That's interesting, though, that it's got outdated information being used.
Yeah, I didn't read it earlier, but when I asked the Grammy question, it says, beyond my last knowledge update, which is September of 2021.
So
I've heard that there's different versions of ChatGPT out there, so maybe this is just the one we're using. I don't know anything about it, but
I did not realize that.
There's like I say I don't know anything about it. I know I've only heard like things.
Sure, sure.
Like,
everyone's
that there's
heard
like ChatGPT 1, 2, 3. There's like different versions.
Yes.
So,
okay. So I talked last time about this story I heard on the internet that someone was applying for a job. And they used ChatGPT to give responses to the questions at the interview.
Wow.
Yeah, because I think it was something like they were applying for something that was like maybe a smidge out of their like typical comfort zone of
that's gotta
job
be hard to do in real time, like type it in. And
so yeah, they're able, they have a good typing speed, so they're able to type it in, and like it was in front of them, right? And it was a virtual, obviously.
Yeah.
So they were able to type it in and give the response, like basically read word for word the response to them, and they ended up getting the job.
Wow.
Yeah. So fun story.
And then they told that story and immediately got fired.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, can't prove it was or was not you,
yeah,
I guess.
Interesting. Yeah, the real life implications of all this. I mean, I know people are, everyone's talking about it, but it's interesting. Like,
yeah. I just got an email a few days ago saying that I think it's Expedia has ChatGPT now on their website. So I think you can like ask it for recommendations on vacation stuff and whatnot. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you think we should do that?
We could try that.
Okay.
I also heard someone talk about the idea of like using AI to like put versions of you out there, and then like it will virtually kind of date other versions of other people and then filter down to like
Whoa.
Who you actually should be with.
And then like you don't actually have to date anybody else unless it's the person that it chose.
Yeah. Which is kind of like what Match does, or like other sites like that. You know, obviously it just takes your information and tries to find the best statistical match for your traits
sure.
or whatever.
Yeah.
But it seems like a more sophisticated version where it would be like questions and answers actually being asked in real time.
But like, do you have to give it the questions you'd want it to even ask? Or like, I wonder if it gives you a survey up front on what you would answer, and then it just asks those questions back and forth. That's more like the other site.
Oh, eHarmony?
Yeah, eHarmony. Yeah. I think they had like way, like a whole slew of...
Hashtag not an ad. Though, I'll say, Match, reach out to us. We met on Match. We're married.
We
were. Still waiting for that call.
All right. So I think we're all chatted out at this point. I think we've come to the realization of what chat is and what it can do.
That was a fun sample for me. I had never, just hearing about it, I had never actually tried it. So that was cool.
Yeah.
I see the value in it. I guess as it learns more and I guess they fine tune it, it could
definitely help. It's definitely not like a, what do you think about that? And can you tell me opinions about this kind of a thing? But
yeah. Yeah. But I guess it could help you if you need something like, hey, how do, like my door needs to be fixed. How do I fix it? And
sure.
then it'll just give you a list of things.
But I feel like that's more just like a Google thing.
You
can
YouTube
like,
that too. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like you can ask it maybe more things geared towards like, hey, I'm trying to write a paper on XYZ topic. Can you
I'm sure
help me
have,
format?
I've already done that. I think I've heard that even.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Kids turning in.
But I feel
papers.
Like that's a good way to use it
instead
of making it a Google type of a.
Right.
Like maybe it can help you write a song. Ooh.
Yeah, I'm sure people are doing that too. That'd be an interesting thing.
Mm-hmm. Write a whole song with ChatGPT.
I think I did see that. Oh yeah, it was on John Oliver. They wrote like a Eminem song about cats.
Oh yeah.
And then they had like an AI voice of like, because you know they also have the AI like celebrity voices out there now.
Yes.
It takes samples of a real voice and then makes it so it can just say anything you want, which is crazy.
Creepy.
So they had it rap the Eminem lyrics. Who knows? Like there could be songs already out that we listen to today that are AI assisted or something like that.
Yeah, totally. It's definitely, you could hear the next one on the radio. You never know. So still chat it out. I think we're going to move on now. I have some fun photos I'm going to show you. And I'd like your reaction to them.
Okay.
They are photos of bands that are very awkward.
Ooh, I feel for the cringe already.
Yeah. Are you ready for it?
Band photos are hard.
Okay, I'm not going to start with a bad one. Here's a fun one.
See, that just looks like a dad wedding band.
Yes. So it's four guys, black suits, black ties, one guy, white jacket,
with a cat.
Red tie, holding a cat. The rest have instruments.
I feel like the cat's in the band, right?
Right? Yeah, I feel like it.
I support that.
It makes me feel like it's either their mascot or he's in the band or she's in the band. The cat is in the band.
Yeah.
Wonder what instrument the cat plays.
Vocals.
Okay, here's another one.
Okay.
This could be you.
That guy, yeah, see. An awkward guy holding a guitar, and it looks like a yearbook photo.
It definitely does.
And he's just hugging his guitar.
Yeah, but real happy about it. How do you feel about that? Do you feel like that's you?
No.
Soon?
No. Hopefully not.
Okay, here's a good one. I like the title that was given to this.
Douche in the Bags.
Which one? Which one's the main guy?
Oh, it's like it's the shorter guy in the middle, probably.
Right? Because he's not wearing all the same clothes like the rest of them, if they're even wearing clothes.
See, he wasn't as, yeah. He
didn't commit like the rest.
Yeah, he seems more self-conscious of taking his shirt off.
Yeah, for sure.
Everybody else has their shirt off. But yeah, band photos are awkward. Like, you don't. It's like you got to look cool, but you got to look like you're not trying to look cool.
Right.
And
it's very hard to do
And then
that.
It's like, oh, where do we take the photo? And there's like the cliches
in
front of a brick wall.
Yeah, totally.
Or an abandoned building. That's like the old.
Somewhere generic.
Super tried and true.
Uh-huh.
Like.
Uh-huh. And these guys seem to be in an old warehouse of some sort with windows behind them.
Yeah.
And they're all in white. That's a choice.
That is a choice.
They're all in white.
They're probably a hair metal band.
Maybe. I'm not going to judge.
Judgment.
This could be electronic for all I know.
I guess it could be.
Could also be that. But like, okay, so they're all in white. Like everything they have on is white, basically. But the one guy that's shorter than the rest does not have on the same pants. He has a shirt on, unlike the rest of them. They all have these giant, like, platform white boots on, but he's got Converse. He's the shortest one, and he didn't even go for the platform boot. But what I do appreciate, and I don't think you noticed totally, because it blends in with all the white, is that his Converse are actually like knee high.
Oh, wow.
They lace up all the way, if you can like see in there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. He at least went for like a tall something, but he's like, no, I can't platform that.
Interesting.
It's a choice. So the one guy on the left, he's like real confident because he's like standing out from the rest of them. He's not as close.
Well, yeah.
And he's like, look at me. I look the coolest.
He works out.
Yeah. He probably suggested these outfits.
Yeah. Like he actually has muscle, whereas everybody else does not.
I think he suggested it.
Less and less confident.
I think he's the douche and they're the bags.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Less and less. It's like him and then on the opposite side, less and less confident.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. For sure. Okay. So this one, obviously the one guy didn't get the memo. They were like, let's all dress real cool. And then the one guy's like, this is my kind of cool.
Just that's a zebra print like. Shirt.
Yeah. And they all have like 80s style, like metal hair.
Yeah. The three of them have long hair and like are really into the perm haircut and everything. And the other guy still works his IT job. Like, he hasn't
Absolutely.
Quit his job yet.
Yeah,
the rest
for
of the
sure.
band has.
He's like, but I'm going to try to make it look cool.
He's still got one foot in the door back out. And he's like, I'm not sure that this is going to work out, which is probably a good call.
Probably. I like it. He definitely gives me, like, I'm creepy and just going to stalk you at the bar kind of vibes.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, here we go. Okay. Now, what in a scenario would you have a harp on the back of a tractor, and that's your album cover?
Those two things don't go together at all.
No. Very much not. And like in the wilderness, as if you're using the tractor to not cut down the trees around you. Just travel with your harp on a tractor.
Yeah, is that like bluegrass on the harp?
I don't know. Maybe. I'm not quite sure where we're going with that.
Yeah.
It looks weird. I feel like these are all very like in the 70s, so like anything goes.
Right.
Like just like, let's see what cool cover we can come up with.
Well, yeah, back then I feel like the music industry wasn't as formulaic, so people were just throwing out stuff to see what stuck.
And here's another one, In the Woods.
Oh, yeah, I always feel for the awkward guys who are just like, clearly like that guy, that he picked out that shirt and is like, this is my best looking shirt.
Absolutely.
And it's like an awkward print.
Standing there, he's
shirt.
Pretty far away.
Yeah.
In the woods, in the trees.
And it's tucked into his, like, khaki pants.
And there's a belt.
Yeah, and it's like,
he's
like
definitely I'm going to look good for this photo shoot.
Yeah.
But
this is like an engineer who does music on the side and doesn't
quite get what cool is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then just had his, like.
And he's like, I'm preparing for a JCPenney photo shoot.
Yeah.
And that's what it's going to be on this photo.
Like, that's what he wore on his first date.
Yeah.
When he hasn't had a date in a long time.
Yeah, definitely. And We have some words. My friends call me Chuck with an exclamation point. And I wonder what that music is like. Does he sing? Does he play an instrument? Does he do both? I feel like it's the spoons. Does he play the spoons?
Spoons is a solid instrument.
Okay. I'm going to go with this last one here.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Ooh. That's actually really... that's weird. Is that all women?
It's all women.
All older grandma-aged women in... Oh, I thought that was like
wedding dresses. I got you with that one.
From far away, but it's actually whipped cream. They're all naked, covered in whipped cream.
And two have hats on of whipped cream.
Oh.
I got you with that one. I knew you wouldn't see it right away.
Yeah, no, it looks like just very fluffy dresses.
It does. Like they're all just in white, like nice. Nope, it's whipped cream.
And the album is called Sour Cream and Other Delights.
So oh, so maybe it's sour cream.
Oh, that's even grosser. Like, at least whipped cream is like light.
Maybe it really was in real life to get it off. Yeah. Probably easier. Stays in place better. Sour cream, probably
drippy.
Frivolous
Five. Good for them. they got a record deal, apparently. So
Okay.
That's pretty good. Good for them.
I got you. I was waiting for that one. Like you played right into it too. You were like, okay, there's ladies and they're wearing what in the hell are they wearing?
Wait a minute.
Oh, that was perfect. Thank you for the most perfect reaction I could have asked for. All right, so that's enough of the random album covers for you. I'm gonna go ahead and jump right in here and tell everybody about Buzzsprout. We started with Buzzsprout. It's something that we really like fell in love with, and it was super simple. Buzzsprout gets your show listed on every major podcast platform. They'll set you up with a podcast website, audio players you can drop into other websites, analytics to see how people are listening, and so much more. Following the link in our show notes lets Buzzsprout know we sent you, gets you a $20 Amazon gift card if you sign up for a paid plan, and help support our show. So if you're ready to get behind the mic and hit record, let Buzzsprout help you on your way. And don't forget our friends over at Instacart. They are the go-to quick service for delivery of so very many things. All those things are right there at your fingertips with Instacart, and they can be in your hands as quick as 1 hour. With at-home shopping being, I think, the norm at this point, just about, delivery is key. You can check out Instacart by going to instacart.olioyb.net/thisthatpod for their current promos and selection. Okay, and I have one thing for us to know this week.
Okay.
So will you intro?
And now it's time for something to know.
Okay, so let's say you wanted to make a sword. An average sword requires about 1.5 kilograms of metal, okay?
Okay.
So if you were to take the blood out of 600 humans, that's roughly 3,000 liters of blood, and extract the iron, you could smelt that down and create a sword with it, and then bam, a sword literally made out of your fallen enemies.
That sounds like a cool comic book here, like a villain probably.
Right?
Weapon.
Collection of swords.
Yeah, like makes the sword from his enemies and he has...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Pretty fun, right?
Yeah, I like that. And now you know.
So I think we've had some movies that we have watched this year.
Yeah, I feel like maybe it's a good... we're like almost halfway through the year. We're getting there. And, you know, I remember at the beginning of, I think, the new year, we talked about movies that were coming out.
Big
anticipated movies. And you and I have... We try to go to the movies as often as we can.
Definitely.
You know, keep the
favorite pastime.
Yeah.
One of our favorites.
Yeah, keep the theaters going.
Right? Yeah.
You know?
Single-handedly.
So I guess as an update of some of the bigger movies that have come out this year, I forget when exactly we talked about it, but the first movie we saw this year was A Man Called Otto.
Yeah.
With Tom Hanks, and that is a crier.
Yeah, so for real, like nonstop.
I cried like a baby in the movie theater.
Yep.
In the middle of the afternoon.
Yeah. And there were definitely other people in there. And I don't know if anybody else was crying.
Yeah. It was definitely, we went at we took the day off and it was definitely just a couple of senior couples.
Mm-hmm.
And then
us.
And then us. And I think they were more okay with it than I was.
Oh, right?
I remember I was just like, it's so sad.
Yep. And like, just when you think it was a lot of like, they went up and you were happy and they went down and you were sad and they went up and you were happy and they went down and you were sad. And like, you couldn't, at least for me, I couldn't catch up on the happy parts before the next sad part happened. And so I was just constantly crying.
So, but if you're into like, you know, kind of an emotional movie or whatever, I recommend it. I thought it was good. Tom Hanks is great.
Great. Always great.
We saw The Menu, which is like kind of a thriller movie about a chef and some twisted things on the menu.
Chefy things.
That was good. It was tense.
Definitely. Worth it, though. I think like worth seeing.
Yeah.
It was not at all what I really thought it was going to be. It definitely took a different take on this.
I think it's a good thriller where you see the preview, you think you know what it's going to be, and it's not. So that was good.
Definitely recommend that.
I'm just looking through our list of movies. I didn't go see this with you, but you and your friends went and saw Magic Mike.
Yes.
So I don't know if you want to comment on that.
It was not my favorite one of all of them.
It wasn't the best in the Magic Mike cinematic universe?
No, it was not.
Did they go into the multiverse?
No.
Speaking of multiverse, the next movie we saw was Ant-Man.
Yeah.
3. And that was good.
I liked that one.
Very, you know, like, obviously, you gotta like superhero movies if you're gonna see this one, and there's like a billion before it. But assuming if you're into that thing, you've seen the other ones. This is good. It's definitely one of the more higher quality ones, I think, of lately. They're trying to set up the next big thing.
Yeah.
A lot of green screen, obviously.
Yeah, must be.
It goes into like the quantum realm and all that stuff.
They don't really have an option. Yeah. Yep. but like, they're doing so well on that now that none of that takes me out of it. Where like, I'm like, oh, obviously this was, no, it's just like, this could be a reality somewhere and I'm watching it.
Shazam 2.
Liked it. I know, liked the first one better still, but it really,
you were
still
a fan of Shazam.
Yeah.
I thought it was good.
That was very fun.
You know, it's unfortunate. I think the whole DC universe is in flux. So a lot of these movies like Shazam is kind of getting like, you know, probably didn't get the love it needed or whatever,
probably
because
not.
They're already jumping ship kind of, but it was entertaining.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree.
The first one was better.
Yeah.
And then last week we had a movie filled week. We saw 3 movies in 1 week.
Yeah. What? That happened?
What the what? We saw Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah.
With
super good.
Chris Pine.
Yeah.
Every time I hear Chris Pine, I always think of that Vine where it's like, he's like, ask me what kind of tree I have. I don't want to ask you. Ask me what kind of tree I have. And then he just zooms in and it's a pine tree with a picture of Chris Pine. He's like, it's a Chris Pine. That just makes me really happy.
He is great, though.
He's a charming man.
Yes.
He's got that, like,
enough quirky, enough fun, good at what he does.
Yeah.
That's what I like about him.
I know, like, it reminds me of, like, it's kind of like the charm of, like, a Leonardo DiCaprio. I know, I'm not saying they're on the same, like, tier of, like, blockbuster movies or whatever. Obviously, Leonardo DiCaprio is, like, you know, like, at this point, like, an A++.
Sure. He finally won his award, right?
Yeah.
Whatever
but, like,
that was.
You know, Chris Pine isn't maybe at that level, but he has that kind of like cool guy charm.
Yeah, definitely.
Know? But like Brad Pitt's also cool, but I feel like Chris Pine's
a different type of cool.
Yes. Chris Pine and DiCaprio are like, I'm cool in a suit. I'm like, I'm more like, I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this, but it's like more like cleaned up, where Brad Pitt's like a little more like usually a rugged, more active movies, I guess. Like more of an action thing.
Right.
But this was Chris Pine in an action role, kind of. Like,
kind
it was
of,
good.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
was good.
I liked it.
Speaking of action, John Wick 4.
Yes.
So if you've seen John Wick 1 through 3, you know what you're in for 4.
Yes.
This is even longer action scenes.
Very long.
I felt like the story was probably one of the better chapters.
Yeah, I very much liked it.
I really like these movies, but I'll admit, 1 through 3 is kind of just like a huge blur for me. I don't remember what happened in which movie.
Yeah, that's true. And this one's a little more fresh in my mind, though, so to be fair.
Yeah. Oh, I guess everyone remembers the first one if you've seen it, because it has to do with the dog.
Right.
But after that, like, 2 and 3 for me are like, I just, it's all about revenge, right? So it's
he's leading up until this movie, basically. Yeah.
So, like, whether this is the last one,
well, we don't know.
We don't know, but.
Yeah. I will say, though, that when we saw this movie, The Theater.
Oh, that's right.
Holy, yeah. It was a sauna. As soon as you walked in, I was sweating the whole movie.
And this was a 3-hour movie.
And it was a 3-hour movie. Yeah, I didn't know if I could make it. At one point, I think I was like 2 hours and 15 minutes in, and I was like, I don't know, man. Like, I might have to walk out now. I almost got up and walked around for a minute.
Yeah, it was really hot.
It was so hot. And like, I mean, obviously, like, I asked somebody, I was like, hey, I don't know if anybody told you, and I'm sure somebody already did, but like, it's really hot in there. I don't know if you're looking into it. Yeah. And of course, they're like, yeah, we're looking into it, but no way.
Yeah.
But still a good movie. Sat through it. Definitely. I'm all about like a fun fight scene.
Right.
They had some good ones.
And then the last one we saw was Super Mario Brothers, which is really fun.
Yes.
I know there was a lot of, I think I even brought it up on the podcast at the beginning of the year. The other Chris Pratt, sorry. Couldn't remember his name for a second.
All the Chris's.
Chris Pratt voices Mario. He got cast. Like a lot of these things that someone gets cast, everyone hates on it for, you know.
Right, you know,
it's not who they imagine.
Right.
But I thought he was great, you know.
He didn't like overdo it with like his typical style where it pulled me away from the fact that he was Mario.
Yeah, it didn't feel like, oh, this is Chris Pratt to me. I think some people probably still say that, but I thought it was good.
Yeah.
The whole cast is great.
Yeah.
The only one that's like very clearly, obviously him is Seth Rogen as Donkey Kong.
Yes.
But like it was entertaining still. Like I like Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
But it was an odd choice.
But I mean, that's him.
Yeah. And they even had the original Mario voice actor in a cameo.
Which is super cool.
Yeah, which was neat. There's a lot of fun Easter eggs. If you know, if you're older like us and you've been playing Mario for a long time, you can have fun picking out the Easter eggs. Or if you have kids and... you know, they're just getting into that thing, or you want to show them who Mario is, that's like a great introduction because the characters are great.
Yeah, they really like, they got it where it's like, it's a great story,
right.
But they still used all of the classic traditional things from Mario. So it all made sense.
It was a good balance. And it was cool, like, you know, Peach was definitely more of a, like a fighter than she has been in typical games, or at least at the early games. So it was cool for that.
Yeah.
That wraps up our little movie, 2023 movie goings so far.
So far. It's only April.
But we got plenty more to see, and we'll keep you guys updated.
Yeah. All right. Well, that wraps up our episode today. Thank you, John, for being here.
Always
on the
pleasure.
B-side. We always like you here.
Thanks for having me. I always like being here. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Filling in a little while Steph's away on vacation. Having a good old time in Disney. Can't wait to hear about it when she gets back. The countdown is officially done for all of you who have been listening. Again, thanks for tuning in and feel free to share us with someone you know. Please give us a rating or a review if you are so inclined. We would love that. Definitely helps us. Be sure to follow us on Instagram and not so much Twitter, this_that_pod, and visit our website, thisthatpod.com. You can leave us a voicemail if you want to be the first one to leave us a voicemail. 848-305-8830. And for my co-host John, today on the B-side, I am Danielle. And remember, with husbands, anything is possible.
Bye.
This, That, and the Other Thing with Danielle Messina and Stephanie Rossi is recorded at Landbridge Records. Special thanks to Rigby for providing our theme song and incidentals. Be sure to check us out on Instagram and Twitter at thisthat_pod and our website, thisthatpod.com.
Thanks, John. That wraps up. I can't talk.